السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the glorious Quran: يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O believers, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ, save yourselves, وَأَهْلِيكُمْ, and your family, نَارَ, from a fire. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proceeds to describe the fire of Jahannam. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives two commands. The first command is save yourself from the fire. Save yourself from Jahannam. And the second is save your family, your children from the fire. Now, of course, a person's own actions are within his control, totally within his control. So how he can save himself from the fire, that every person understands. As for how he can save his family, his children, from the fire of Jahannam, so no one else's actions are totally within my control. So how do I save my family, my children, from the fire of Jahannam? By carrying out the responsibility of the ta'aleem and the tarbiyah. Ta'aleem and tarbiyah means, number one, ta'aleem means giving them the necessary knowledge. They need knowledge of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, what He doesn't like. They need knowledge of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to perform salah, how to perform this, how to do that. And that they must stay away from this, they must stay away from that. This is knowledge. And usually, for this we send our children to a madrasa, to a maktab. But here we should understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us. He is addressing each person that you must save yourself and your children from the fire. That means on the day of judgment, the first person to be asked about regarding the ta'aleem and the tarbiyah of the child will be the parent. If the parent has handed his child over to a madrasa, to a maktab, then that does not mean that that maktab, that madrasa, if they don't fulfill the responsibility properly, they will be asked, but the parent will not be asked. No, no. The Quran says that it is the parent's responsibility. That means the parent will be asked. It is the parent's responsibility means that if the parent is handing the child over to someone else, then he does so very carefully. Not just closes his eyes, that it is a madrasa, it is a maktab, hand him over. No, no. Number one, he chooses carefully. Number two, he thereafter, after handing the child over, he carries on seeing what is going on. Is my child learning? Is he not learning? If he is learning, alhamdulillah. If he is not learning, is it because he is in the wrong place? Or is it because he is in the right place but there is some other problem that he is not cooperating? Or maybe I am not doing the necessary cooperating. That is ta'aleem. After that comes tarbiyah. And what does tarbiyah mean? Tarbiyah means that the child's mindset is made in such a manner that what he knows he practices upon. I have sent my child to the maktab. As a result, he knows what to do. He knows how to perform salah. My responsibility hasn't finished. Now I need to nurture the child. I need to make the mindset of the child in such a manner that he understands salah is important and thereafter he performs it. Nurturing does not mean that I've told the child that go perform salah. So as long as I am commanding him to perform salah, he will perform salah. You have not made the mindset of the child. If one's children, one son, one daughter are practicing upon deen or a part of deen because you have told them to do and nothing else, then that is not nurturing. Nurturing is that you make the mindset that you must do this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you to do. You will not be able to stay over the child forever. A time will come when the child, he will come out of your shadow. He will feel he is independent. He will feel that I don't need my father anymore. I don't fear my father anymore. I don't fear my mother anymore. I don't need my mother anymore. So at that time, if the mindset has been made that I am doing it because my father told me, or because I fear my father, then everything will go to one side. If the mindset has been made that I need to do this because it is a command of Allah, because Allah Ta'ala wants me to do it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not go anywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ever living, and the child will always remain in that condition. He will understand that I need to carry out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these two responsibilities are extremely important. And if we do not carry out these two responsibilities, we will be questioned on the day of judgment. If I am carrying out every single part of deen, I haven't missed a salah with jama'ah for the last 20 years. But I have not made any effort to make sure my child, he is also performing salah. I am not a complete mu'min, I am deficient. Out of the two commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am only fulfilling one of them. I am fulfilling the command, save yourself from Jahannam. I am not fulfilling the command that save your children from Jahannam as well. And I will be questioned about that on the day of judgment. And it is possible I am also punished. This is an extremely important point to understand. That it is a very important part of deen, and it is not this the case that if I don't do it, then my children will go to Jahannam, but I will be saved. Not that anyone would be pleased with that anyway. No, a person himself will also be questioned. In fact, it is quite possible that his son, his daughter, brings him in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That yes, I myself was not practicing, but my father did not make any effort. My mother did not make any effort either to carry out my ta'lim and my tarbiyah. So both are our responsibilities. And everything requires knowledge, understanding, how to do it. Like I said, it's not just a case of go and perform salah, make sure you go for salah. I don't want to see your face again until you're back. Tarbiyah does not work like that. Our mindset is made, a mindset is not made like that. This requires knowledge, this requires understanding. This requires sitting with ulama. This requires where a person falls into a hole, that I have understood that my child has this habit. Or he has this evil habit which he shouldn't have. Or he is supposed to have this good habit, but he isn't doing it. Then you go and ask someone knowledgeable, someone who has understanding, or someone who has experience. And you ask them, what do I do here? So ta'aleem and tarbiyah, both are extremely important. And look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does in the verse ahead. He says, O believers, save yourselves and your children from the fire. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes ahead to describe the fire of Jahannam in very severe words. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Which fire is this? This is the fire that its fuel is people and stones. That it is such a strong fire that it burns stones. People are its fuel. عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ. It is such a fire that once you're in, then there is no escape except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes you out. عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ. It's been looked over. It's been supervised by very severe and strong angels. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ. They don't disobey any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this? Because every person has feelings for his children. Every person has feelings for his children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us and all of our children and our families safe. But if someone was to hear, he is sitting in the masjid, his children are at home, and he was to hear that a fire has broken out in your street, he will rush home, and every person understands what the condition of his heart will be. And if he reaches home, and it is the case that his worst fear is true, and it is his house on fire, then every person ahead can understand as well what his condition will be. And many people may sacrifice their own life in trying to protect the children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the fire of Jahannam in severe words to tell us that make sure that you don't have to see your children in the fire of Jahannam. Because in the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that until the day of judgment, there will be a very large group of people who have religion, who have worry about deen. But they worry about their own deen, they don't worry about the deen of the children. So this is an extremely important command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is for our own benefit. And that is why we see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paying great attention to this. And I don't have time to go into the detail of how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the tarbiyah of his children, of his subservience. After all, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his direct responsibility was not just the tarbiyah of his children, it was the tarbiyah of every single sahabi. So he was the master. And there is a lot we can learn from him. But in summary, I will mention a few points. The first point when it comes to tarbiyah is that a person himself is practicing as much as possible. Actions speak much louder than words. Children, especially young children, what the people around them are doing, they pick up very quickly. The more a person himself is practicing, the easier it will be to ingrain good habits into the children. This is the first and very simple point. The second point is that a person should primarily have a attachment and a relationship of love with his children. His children should love him. They should adore him. They should respect him. Whether they are young and whether they are in the teens. And this is perfectly possible. But for that, a person needs to give them attention. He needs to give them love. He needs to give them time. He needs to understand. At the end of the day, we all have friends and we all know how to make our friends happy. We all know that so-and-so friend of mine is down. If I go and spend some time with him, if I take him out for a meal, he will become happy. He is in a bit of a problem. I can't help him. But if I phone him and give him a few words of consolation, he will feel happy. Every person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him basic skills how to pull the hearts of people. It is the same with one's children. But our mentality is, unfortunately, or many of us, that we want to keep as much of our time to ourselves. So, as long as they're occupied in something else, send them to school, send them to madrasa, send them to college, send them out of the house as quick as possible. When they're in the house, occupy with them with something as well. Occupy them with a gadget or something else, so that I have my time free to myself. My brothers, we will regret it on the day of judgment. There's a huge difference between some advice that is given and the person has love in his heart for that person, or his heart is empty of love for that person. One thing we see in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is this, that it wasn't just because he was the Nabi of Allah so everyone loved him. No, it was his behavior that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu fell in love with him. The people who were his subservients, they fell in love with him. So when he gave them a command, whether they understood it or not, eyes closed, they were ready to do it. That is the first thing, that we must understand this and create a relationship of love, of respect with our children. The next thing we need to do is that we must be very aware of what they are doing. I'm not saying inspire them, but we must be very aware of what our children are doing, whether they are young or whether they are in the teens. Any bad habit, any evil quality, when it begins, it is very easy to uproot. A plant, when it first starts growing, very easy to uproot. Weeds first start growing, very easy to uproot. You let the plant grow and grow and grow. And when it becomes a tree, or when it is a meter high, 2 meters high, then you try to uproot it. In the same way, one bad habit has entered my son. One bad habit has entered my daughter. If I am aware of what they are doing, then I will be able to spot it straight away. And thereafter, I will be able to take action straight away as well. If I don't understand how to remove it myself, I can go ask knowledgeable people, how do I remove this habit? And after that, when it has become a full-grown tree, then we feel powerless to do anything. Then our words, our efforts are of no avail. So give them lots of love. But be very aware of what they are doing. I will end on one incident of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My heart desires to say a lot more because this is such an important topic and we are losing our children in this day and age. But I will end with one incident of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is eating, and he is eating with his adopted son, Umar ibn Abi Salama. And he's a child. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is eating. But he's eating, but at the same time, he's paying full attention to what my adopted son is doing. So he notices that Umar ibn Abi Salama, whilst he's eating, his hand is roaming around in the plate. It's not a sin, but against the etiquette of eating. It's against the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So immediately Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picks up on it. So what is he saying? What you're doing? Eat properly? No. First lesson we understand is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fully aware. Second lesson we understand is the love with which he corrects it. He said, "Oh my beloved son, pray bismillah. And when you eat, then keep your hand to your side." Look how he addresses him. He instead of pointing his head out straight away so that he becomes embarrassed, gives him another command first, that pray bismillah. So khair, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon both these commands of his, that we save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam and our children as well. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha
illallah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. As-salatu was-salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala: Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara 'alayha mala'ikatun ghiladun shidad لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما نحل والد ولده خيرا من أدب حسن، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته ورضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم واغفر لموتانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.
Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah, hayya 'alas-salah, hayya 'alal-falah, hayya 'alal-falah. Qad qamatis salah, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber.
La ilaha illallah. Straighten the rows. Please ensure your heels at the base of the yellow line on the musalla. Don't leave any spaces. Stand shoulder to shoulder. If there are any spaces in the saf in front of you, then fill them in. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.